Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I am glad to be with you today. We are dedicated to your financial freedom. I'm really excited about my guest today. It's John Pry. He is a passive income expert. And when I say an expert, I don't mean somebody who's an expert because they've studied a lot. He's an expert because he's done it in such a way that he is just a wealth of information. You want to hear the show today. John Pry's big claim to fame is this. At age 55, he discovered passive income, and within 4 years, he doubled his net worth and retired in 2.5 years. Let's say it this way. It took 55 years to accumulate his net worth, and after joining Lifestyles Unlimited, taking the education, doing the stuff, it only took 4 years to repeat what had taken 55 years. He made the same amount of money in 4 years he had made in 55. So really glad to have him with me today. And I'm glad to be with you today because we're going to talk about how you can have those same kind of results with residential real estate. Now, if you have any questions for John and during the show, email me, david@luinc.com. I'd love to answer your have him answer your questions. It's just David at, think about it this way, lifestylesunlimitedincorporated.com. So luinc.com. Now, before I bring John on, I want to demystify passive income for you, because unless you're in the financial industry or you've been listening to the radio show for a while or you just happen to run the right circles, you might not know what passive income is. It's really simple. Passive income is the opposite of earned income. It is income you earn in a way that requires little or no daily effort to maintain. It is the opposite of earned income. You go to a job, you get a check, you get W-2 income. Passive income comes from things like stocks, dividends, bonds, interest payments, residential real estate income, which is what Lifestyles Unlimited focuses exclusively on. Passive income from single family and multifamily. When I say multifamily, I mean apartment complexes. Now, the average American tries to accumulate a big pile of money and then live off of that money and hope they die before they run out. And we always say this, wouldn't it be better to live off of that money's productivity and leave a big pile of money for your kids? Or if you don't like your kids, you can leave it to a good church or some group digging water wells in poor countries, whatever you want to do with it. At Lifestyles Unlimited, our whole business model is built around teaching people how to retire by accumulating enough passive streams of income to meet or exceed your expenses. And here's what I know after talking to a lot of new people in Lifestyles Unlimited is many of you, some of you listening to me right now, you are very close to retirement and you have no idea that you are. Jim Rohn, who is the motivational speaker that inspired Tony Robbins, he said this. He said, I remember saying to my mentor, if I had more money, I would have a better plan. And he quickly responded, I would suggest that if you had a better plan, you would have more money. You see, it's not the amount that counts, it's the plan that counts. It's not the amount that counts, it's the plan that counts. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited is all about connecting you to a better plan. And the plan is this. We give you a map so that you can replace your earned income with passive income so you have financial freedom to live the life that you want. We give you a map that teaches you to do things like double your net worth, double a net worth that took 55 years to accumulate, half of a century, and do that in 4 years. So I've got John Pry with me today. John, I'm so glad you're with me today. I want you just to introduce yourself right now and tell us who you were before you joined Lifestyles Unlimited in general.
Hey, David. Thank you for having me on. I've really been looking forward to this. Like most people, I was just a regular person. I was a 30-year petroleum engineer out of Texas A&M. Can you hear all the whoops coming from the radio listeners?
I don't hear any of those. I'm sorry. That's just disturbing. But go ahead. I went to Baylor.
Not everybody can have the proper educational background. Anyway, I, like everybody else, I went to work 5 days a week, practicing engineer, working my tail off. Had to take care of a lot of work-type business on weekends as well. Was looking forward to the time that I could retire, which before Lifestyles, my goal was to be able to retire at full Social Security age, 67.
And at that time, and so you're thinking, you joined Lifestyles. How old were you when you joined Lifestyles?
55, I guess.
55.
So, you know, mentally prepared to work a lot longer. Mm-hmm. You know, the old idea that we all know about, and you just mentioned it, saving up as big a pile of money as we can and hoping that we don't outlive our money in retirement, that always bothered me, but I did not know another way until I found Lifestyles.
Let me ask you a question. How were you raised? Were you raised in an environment that had some kind of entrepreneurial mindset, or was it more of that middle-class mindset? You go to school, you study hard so you can get into a good college, you study in college so you can get a good job with a company that'll take care of you during your life with a paycheck and then a retirement through, you know, IRAs and 401ks and things like that. What kind of mindset were you raised with?
Yeah, it was absolutely the middle-class mindset. Dad was a minister, and Mom was a nurse. And, you know, great work ethic and a good education is the way to go. And that was my whole focus till sometime after age 55 when I realized how powerful Lifestyles really could be.
I want to focus for just a minute on that. When we come back from the break, we got a break coming up. I want to hear from John. We're going to hear from John about the real estate investing he did before he actually joined Lifestyles Unlimited. So hang on with us. You're going to hear more about this guy who doubled his net worth in 4 years.
Joe Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey there, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm so glad to be with you today. I've got John Pry with me, who doubled his net worth in 4 years. I want you to hear how to be able to do something like that. If you have not been to one of our free workshops, I want to invite you to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Sign up. Everything is live streamed right now. So it's easy to do. The next one is this Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8. I'm going to be teaching that one. We'll have a great time, and I will talk to you about the 5 ways that we make money with real estate and the principles that we use to run our business. Kind of a broad overview of everything we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. So do that. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. We're here with John Pry, and we were talking about, before the break, just kind of about his, he grew up with a normal middle-class mindset. You go to school, and you study hard, and you get a job that's going to take care of you during your lifetime and in retirement, and he was going to retire at age 67, kind of on track to do that. And before that, I really want to talk about this for a minute, because when I first joined Lifestyles, I had no real estate background at all other than one rent house it was a rent house by accident. We were selling a house to move, and short story is we ended up having renters instead of owners. And it was a horrible experience. I mean, I was at night, I would not be able to sleep because I was so worried whether they're going to pay the rent. And then I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and even my first single family house, house. I was very scared about doing that, but man, it just went off so well, and we made so much money from that very first house. John, tell us about your real estate background before Lifestyles Unlimited.
Well, you know, David, it's kind of an interesting story. I have a brother, Carl, who back in 2010 was a member of Lifestyles, and he was very successfully buying single-family houses and duplexes in College Station, close to Texas A&M. And I invested passively with him in some of them, saw how well it was working, and I looked around DFW and thought, you know, 2011, by this time, there are foreclosures everywhere up here. Maybe I can do this on my own. I sorted through 15 or 20 real estate agents until I found one who was used to working with investors, very sharp on investors in single family. And with her help, I bought seven houses in 2011, 2012. However, I made a huge mistake. You know, nobody is more fiscally conservative than me in Lifestyle. I bought these houses for all cash because I thought, you know, an Aggie can't mess that up. Sure enough, they cash flowed like crazy, put our three kids through college without dipping into savings. My rates of return were not high, but with no mortgage, you know, my cash flow was very high with it.
Sure. So, what was your rate of return? Did you say like 7 to 10%?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. 7 to 10%, which was a lot of cash, but I could have done a whole lot better. I just did not know better at the time, right?
Sure. Yeah, just so people can compare, my first house that I bought in 2016, my cash flow was 70% because I used a hard money loan and then turned that into a 30-year mortgage. And so 70% compared to 7 to 10%. But that's not really what I want to focus on. So you did this just kind of, I guess, learning off of your brother a little bit. You didn't have any mentor or anybody like that kind of showing you what to do.
I didn't. My realtor was fantastic. I had a heck of a time finding her. Most realtors, you know, sell homes to people that are going to live in them, right?
Right.
But she was really good, and they were easy houses, you know, carpet and paint, if that. Not difficult at all. One of them I bought was a new house that the builder had been foreclosed on. You know, it just doesn't get much easier than that. The market, mm-hmm. of course, completely different now. But back then, 2010, 2011, foreclosures were everywhere.
Sure. And what I want you guys that are listening, guys and gals that are listening to hear in what John just said is that without any really real estate education other than being able to talk to his brother and a realtor that helped him out, he was able to be very successful at residential real estate. That's why we love residential real estate, because it is very forgiving. It's hard to mess up. Even for an Aggie, as John said, I'm not piling on John. You said that, not me. And
exactly.
It's easy to do, and it's easy for someone like me to do. And by joining Lifestyles Unlimited, when I sat through that two-day class, I was just checking off the boxes, all the things that I did wrong with our accidental renter that we had had years before. And I thought, wow, that would have been such a wonderful experience had I had the education of Lifestyles Unlimited. So I know, and I'm saying all this because I know you're sitting there right now and you're thinking, some of you are thinking, you know, I don't have any entrepreneurial background. I don't have any real estate background. This is just like a big black box, and I don't know what's on the inside. And what Lifestyles Unlimited does is we open up, we make the unknown known to you. And I wanted to give that example of John doing that without any education at all. And so John, then you actually, tell us how you found Lifestyles Unlimited.
Well, it, you know, rocked on a few years with just owning those houses like that, And I thought, you know, maybe I'm not an expert in this. Maybe I can learn something from the same group that taught my brother how to do this. So went to the free workshop and learned a lot of things I did right, like I was good at screening potential residents, and things I did wrong, like paying all cash for all these houses. I have several hundred thousand dollars tied up in these houses. You know, that's a lot of capital.
Yep.
You know, I looked at real estate initially as a diversification. Now, everybody's got cash on hand, got a bunch of stock market stuff, and I kind of looked at real estate as a third leg of the three-legged stool, right? Much more stable than a two-legged stool.
And what were the other two legs? Stocks?
Cash and stocks.
Cash, yep. And stocks, okay.
And little did I know that only a few years after I went to that free workshop that real estate would not be the third leg of the three-legged stool would be like the tree trunk of a redwood tree where almost all our net worth is. And that's what allowed me to retire that quick.
And so what caused you to make that move? What caused you to say, you know what, okay, the stock market is not for me. I'm going to move that money to real estate rather than being just a diversification tool.
Yeah, I saw how well real estate was working, and I saw how stable it seemed as compared to the ups and downs of the stock market. You know, as a petroleum engineer, I rode the oil price roller coaster for 30 years, and we've all ridden the stock market roller coaster. But buy and hold rental real estate is much more stable, much more consistent, much more predictable than that. And I certainly have said this many times. If an Aggie can do this, anybody can do it.
That's great. That's great. And you mentioned something there to me, I think. You said you got laid off a couple times even as well, right?
Yes, at the three times due to low oil prices. You know, there's really nothing I can do about oil prices, right?
Yeah. That's funny. You know, I always thought only losers got laid off until I got laid off. and I find that that's a pretty common experience among people. I actually was doing a sermon one time, and I mentioned that. And this guy came up to me afterwards. He had just gotten laid off, and he said, wow. He said, that's the truth. He said, that's really how I felt about that. And so we're coming up to the break, and we're going to hear on the other break, we're going to hear about how John Pry made the move with Lifestyles Unlimited to become a passive income real estate investor with multifamily. Stay with us.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka. I'm so happy to be with you today. We're talking to John Pry. We're working on your financial freedom. And so I have a guy with you today who is an expert in passive income. John was a engineer in the oil industry and very middle-class mindset. Go to school, study hard, make money, get a big pile of money so that you can retire. And he was going to retire at age 67. Bought some single-family houses on his own, about seven of them in the DFW area, and was making 7 to 10% on those. And then join Lifestyles Unlimited, and we're going to dig more into this. What I want you to hear, if you're just tuning in, is that he doubled his net worth in 4 years after joining. So, John, you joined Lifestyles Unlimited. You went to the two-day class. Tell us about that. Were you a skeptic when you first came to that two-day class? Or I know you had a brother that was in Lifestyles. Or a little more open-minded about that. I know you're an engineer, so could be a little skeptical.
Yeah, engineers are... Engineers always want to see the proof, right? What was I doing wrong? What was I doing right? And I learned a lot of things I was doing right. For example, screening residents. The realtor that I used was very helpful with all that. The biggest thing I did wrong was buying these things for all cash. A defining moment for me in the 2 day, and I don't remember if it's the first day or the second day, is when David Fisher says, total up all of your passive income, divide that by your net worth. What is your rate of return on your current net worth? And like almost everybody, mine was well below 1%. I was so proud of the net worth I'd accumulated, but my net worth was not working for me. That was a defining moment for me.
Well, that's powerful. Let me fill in a little bit on that for you, because that's a very powerful thing that most people don't even consider. Now, first of all, I want to restate what I said at the beginning. Passive income is money you earn in a way that requires little or no daily effort to maintain. It's the opposite of earned income. Make it easy. According to Business Insider, the average net worth in America is $102,700. The median net worth, meaning that halfway point, is $52,000. Now, when John says, what are you earning on your net worth? How do you get that? You take all your passive income. Like he said, that would be real estate, passive income from real estate, your cash flow from your single family or your multifamily, stock dividends, oil and gas, bonds, less than 1% return on net worth is what John said he had. Now, consider it this way. If you have a net worth of $100,000 and that includes the equity in your home, you take all your passive income. Let's say, just for the example's sake, your entire net worth is liquid and you're earning 1%. That's $1,000 a year in passive income that you're earning on that $100,000. The average American earns less than 1% a year on passive income. And by the way, that's why a paid off house is such a horrible investment, because you've got that money locked up in a home that is actually costing you money, because you're going to have to pay taxes. You have to pay insurance. You're not earning anything on that money. The goal is to earn as much money on your money as you can, to make your money work for you, creating those passive streams of income. Let me share a little bit more about that with you. If you go out and invest in bonds, let's say you could make 3%. Some stocks, you could get a 3% dividend. Real estate, right now, we are saying you should earn 8% to 30%. We'll say minimum is 8% what you're going to earn on real estate. So let's say at the bottom level, you're earning 9% on your real estate. You say, well, 9% compared to 3%. Do you understand? That is 300 times more than you're going to earn in bonds or stocks, dividend paying stocks. You're earning 300% times more. That is a huge, huge amount of money when you start to think about it in that way. So John, so you're earning money on your net worth and you're a little bit dismayed with your results there. Continue on with the story for us.
Yeah, that was like a lightning bolt for me. That was a wake up call. So, you know, I already had some single family experience. Okay, this is great. But then the second day, he starts talking about multifamily. And multifamily passive investing really appealed to me. Here I was, a practicing engineer, making lots of money, but working all the time, didn't have much time. So that's how I got to the passive investing in multifamily.
Let me interrupt just for a second there, John, kind of make sure people understand that, because we're using the passive in two different ways. What John is talking about is, within Lifestyles Unlimited, we have what are called lead investors. That's where somebody says, you know what, I want to go out and, let's say, I want to buy a $10 million apartment complex or a $5 million apartment complex, and I'm going to raise money from other people, but I'm going to run the deal. I'm going to be an active investor. Everyone else who puts money in, they are passive investors. They're not on the note. They don't have do a credit check. It's like investing in a mutual fund, because the lead investor, and if he might also have a key principal, the lead investor is the one who is running the deal and is responsible for the note. And so what John is talking about is becoming one of those passive investors, investing in multifamily without having to do any work. It's just what we call mailbox money. So, okay, with that, John, go ahead and continue on.
Yeah, at that point, I was still looking at this as a third leg of the three-legged stool. I gained enough confidence to go ahead and joined the preferred investor group during my first 2 days. And it just seemed like a really common sense way to really increase my retirement savings and really increase my passive income and cash flow. You know, a great buffer to the ups and downs of the oil industry, right? So I started pretty quickly, you know, 3 or 4 months in my first deal, and you know, scared to death when I invested in that first deal. That's just human nature. You're going to be scared.
Sure.
But I saw how well it worked. And I did more and more and more passive investing. Invested in several deals in 2014, the first year that I was a member. And I was really impressed by both the openness of all the people in the group. Everybody in the group is very outgoing, very willing to open their books, so to speak, and tell you exactly what they do have going on and how they're able to achieve these incomes. So I was so impressed with the people and the education that I started transferring a lot of my net worth into passive investing.
I want to key on something you said right there. You talked about everybody's willing to open their books. Now, where in the world do you have an organization where, let's say, Valero gas stations, they talk to the Chevron gas stations? I don't know if there are any Chevron gas stations these days, but Valero talks to Chevron and says, hey, how much are you paying for this? How much are you paying for that? Let's share some of our best practices so that we can all make money. That doesn't happen. You're in competition with those people. But within Lifestyles Unlimited, what John is talking about right now is we tell everything. We actually have these things called case studies where you have an investor who's done a multifamily or a single family, and they tell about a deal they did. And then they take questions, and they say, here's the contractor I used. Here are the mistakes I made. Here are the successes that I had. Here's why I did so well. They tell everything because we do believe in what is called, what John is talking about, an abundance mentality. There is enough for everybody. And what we believe is that when we share information, then everybody is more successful in single family and multifamily investing. And that's what John experienced as he first joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I want to ask you about something. You said it took about 3 months to get into your first passive deal, which... Mm-hmm. Tells me you went from somebody who knew nothing about multifamily investing to at least a sophisticated enough investor to look at a deal and say, this looks like it's a deal for me. It's a good deal. Tell us, how did you make that leap from knowing nothing about apartments to investing a good chunk of your savings in that?
Well, none of this is complicated or difficult. This is not building a rocket to go to the moon. We are taking tried and true principles that Lifestyles teaches us. The map is what we call it. And all
that's awesome.
We have to do is diligently follow the map.
That's great. Hey, we're going to hear more about that map on the other side of the break. We're with John Pry, guy who doubled his net worth in 4 years. Stay with us so we can tell you how you can do that.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do you do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey there, you're with David Rizika. I'm glad to be with you today. We're working on your financial freedom. Just a reminder, I'd love for you to join me this week at a free workshop. If you've not been to one before, just go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. I'm actually doing one of the other things that I do at Lifestyle besides the radio is I do the free workshops. I'm doing the one on Tuesday night. It's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Central Time. That's on February 9th. Go ahead and go there and sign up. It's free. We're going to show you the 5 ways that we make money in real estate and the 6 principles that we use to run our businesses. Love to have you here for that. I'm talking to John Pry. We said at the beginning, he is a passive income expert. He's invested in about 29 passive deals right now, doubled his net worth, retired himself. John, tell us a little bit about how you retired yourself, because you did it. We talk about retiring yourself in 5 years or less. That seems like a pretty steep climb to me. When I first heard that, I was like, wow, that's amazing. But you did it a little bit quicker than that.
I did, and it's kind of a funny story. I did not realize that I had replaced my work income until my brother, who introduced me to Lifestyles, asked me one day, he said, how long is it real estate investing? How close are you to replacing your income? And it hadn't occurred to me to put a pencil to that. So nobody was more surprised than me when I found that I could, in fact, retire. It was a real eye-opening thing for me. I was in a low oil price environment. I could see another layoff coming, And, you know, wow, look at this. I've replaced my work income. How cool is that? You just have to follow the map that Lifestyle teaches. Engineers are good at following processes and procedures, and Lifestyle literally takes us by the hand and guides us along that path.
And you told us it took you about 3 months to get into your first passive deal. Did you find, was there some momentum after you did that first deal? And tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. It was the same thing I experienced when I started buying the foreclosures earlier. You know, it's like Lay's potato chips. Can't eat just one. So early on, I invested only with very experienced lead investors because I was not experienced. I was not confident yet. But that worked better and better and better, and there are absolutely more deals than you could ever imagine that if you network properly, you'll see these deals. And I remember asking that question of David Fisher right before I joined, are there enough deals for everybody? And he started laughing, and he said something that is absolutely true. He said, John Fry, you don't believe it now, but you will run out of capital before you run out of deals. And it's absolutely true. So I liquidated a bunch of stock market stuff and liquidated some IRA stuff and deferred compensation and so forth. And, you know, it all worked out. This is not difficult if you learn, pay attention to the education, and then network because your fellow investors.
You said something that is just crazy. Nobody does that. You liquidated your IRA? You liquidated
absolutely.
Some other things like that? Why would you do
absolutely.
That?
Because I could get a better rate of return, even after taking the tax hit, I could get a better rate of return in real estate. I was already doing it. I knew how well it worked.
Did you take that? Did you also take the penalty?
Yes. I was less than 59 and a half.
Wow. And so it was that significant a difference for you that even though you took that, was it 10% penalty plus you paid the taxes, you still made more money?
You know, I'll put it this way. That very first deal I invested in, we sold it last year, and return to me was 100% of my capital plus four times that amount in profit.
Wow.
So that you can pay the tax for that.
Yeah, and that was paying you cash flow along the way, correct?
Yeah.
How much? What was your percentage on that? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember. It was in the 10% range, I think.
I love that. Oh, gosh, I don't remember. It was around 10%. And try doing that anywhere else with any other financial instrument. That's why we choose real estate over any other investment vehicle, because you make money in so many different ways. You make money actually in five ways. So tell us, and how many apartment complexes did you end up investing in ultimately?
I've invested in 35 to 37 altogether. Some are sold. 29 right now. Had a couple of great sales last year during COVID, and two properties turned into four more deals with more capital invested in those deals than the original ones that sold. It's so powerful. Now, look, here's a key philosophy of mine, David. My income comes from real estate investing, right? And so when I have sales, I will lose the income from that property. So you must always be like a farmer. Never eat your seed corn. Always reinvest, cash out refinances, which there's no tax due on that, and sales proceeds. And that's the way that your income and net worth will continue to grow, even in retirement. I've been retired for 4 years now, and our net worth is way higher than when I first joined Lifestyle, and it continues to grow now.
I want to key on that. You said something, be like a farmer, never eat your seed corn. See, you're able to do that. John's able to do that because he's investing in real estate. What most people do is they accumulate that big pile of money and then they try to live off it and try to die before they run out of money because they're going to have to live on that principle. Because you think about it, if you have $1 million in the bank, you earn 3% on that. That's $30,000 a year. And if you've said it many times, if you accumulated $1 million, you're probably living a little higher standard of living while you were accumulating that money. With real estate, you can actually invest, double that net worth, increase that net worth exponentially, and live just off of the income, the passive income that you get from that. And so that idea of never eating your seed corn is possible with real estate. It's very difficult to do if you're investing in the stock market, or if you're investing in bonds or whatever else instrument you might come up with. So, John, tell us a little bit about your current lifestyle.
Well, it's a rainbows and gumdrops lifestyle now. We last year, we built a second home on Galveston Island on the West End. My wife had always had a long-time dream of doing that, and we had the capital available to do it thanks to real estate investing. So now I don't wake up to an alarm clock. I wake up when I wake up. It's, you know, I don't see hardly any sunrises anymore like I used to when I was working. So a little breakfast, coffee, read the paper, go walk our dogs for about an hour or so, get a little exercise that way. And, you know, then I'm starting to think about what am I going to cook on the pellet smoker for dinner tonight. And it's just we do whatever we want to do. Maybe it's a boat ride on Galveston Bay or, you know, David, there's a problem with doing nothing. And that problem is it's hard to tell when you're finished, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an expert in doing nothing now because I have the income to support that lifestyle.
Yeah, you said, Jimmy, the other day, you're a great lazy retired person. And the truth is, many of you listening, well, I would say all of you listening to me right now, you can do what John did. It might take you a little bit longer based on where you're starting, based on your age, how much money you've accumulated. But during that two-day class, David Fisher will show you how to retire yourself in 5 years or less. There are some key things you can do, and you can reach that goal. We talk a lot of times about what is your better goal. Bigger is not always better. Better is better. What are your better goals in life right now that you're retired? What are you focused on for the future?
Yeah, I'm focused on legacy now. Two of our kids are Preferred Investor Group members with their own real estate investments now. And my kids will have the advantage of youth that I did not have because they joined at a young age. Legacy is a very, very important thing to me. You know, I want to continue to grow our net worth and income, and that happens very consistently and steadily.
Did you say you invested in some deals during COVID?
Yeah, several.
How do you do that?
It's easy. Lifestyles has gone all virtual during the pandemic. So it's easy to meet people. It's easy to meet lead investors. It's easy to hear about deals. It's easy to network. Lifestyles has done a fantastic job of educating us on how to handle this pandemic. My income has gone on uninterrupted and, in fact, grew last year. Several cash-out refinances during COVID. And two or three sales of properties during COVID, all that's been reinvested. So our net worth and income continue to grow through time. You know, my dad is 91. I'm going to live to be 100. So I've got to be a Lifestyles member for a lot longer than this.
That's me. When I joined Lifestyles, I thought, you know what? If I don't have a different map, I'm going to be at 102 years old working at Walmart because I'm never going to be able to retire. And so was so happy to find Lifestyles. I want to emphasize something John just said. You are making money during COVID. You didn't see a reduction in your income. And one of those reasons is because what you hear about on the news are all the horror stories, this great unemployment, and yet it's at 6% now, which is what it was during the Obama administration. And so you're hearing about the big splash, but deals are going on just like always. Hey, so glad to have you with us today with John Pry. I want you to go to financiallivestream.com. Join me for the free workshop this Tuesday night. We're working on your financial freedom.
Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.